USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New Orleans police say 11 people were shot this morning in the city's famed French Quarter. Two of the victims are in critical condition at this time. There is no further information on their conditions. No arrests have been made at this time. Police say the motive is still unclear. The shooting took place on a busy commercial block of Canal Street and near many hotels. Police said the investigation is ongoing. Thousands of people took to Hong Kong streets this morning in a new wave of pro-democracy protests, but police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a rare pause in the violence that has persisted during the last 6 months. The rally followed two other marches as protesters sought to keep the pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after the recent win by the pro-democracy camp in the district councils and the gaining of U.S. support for their cause. Police estimated that over 60,000 people attended the rally. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, is a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on Tuesday on Adam Schiff's impeachment report, which makes a case for the congressional removal of President Donald Trump. The vote, likely to break along party lines, is a formality allowing the Democrat-controlled body to pass the impeachment inquiry onto the Judiciary Committee, which is scheduled to begin their proceedings on Wednesday. The vote is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday after Congress returns from its Thanksgiving break. Mexican security forces fought an hour-long gun battle with suspected cartel gunmen in Villa Union, about an hour's drive southwest of Eagle Pass, Texas, leaving at least 14 people dead, according to officials. Four of the dead were police officers killed in the initial confrontation, and several municipal workers were missing. The governor said the armed group stormed the town of about 3,000 residents in a convoy of trucks attacking local government offices and prompting state and federal officials to intervene. 10 alleged members of the cartel of the Northeast were killed in the response. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There are new economic numbers, and Thanksgiving spending is way up. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more.
The new numbers out tell the story of a booming U.S. economy. Adobe Analytics finds consumer spending at a record high this Thanksgiving, $4.1 billion. That's up 14.5% from last year. Projected sales from Black Friday at more than $7 billion. And Adobe Analytics projects Cyber Monday sales will top $9 billion.
This year, holiday stress will take on a whole new meaning for online retailers. Amazon, Walmart, and others have promised to deliver more of their orders within 24 hours of customers clicking on buy. The coming weeks will be the first test of whether they can make that happen during the busy holiday shopping season. It's an expensive feat that requires not just additional planes and vehicles, but more workers and reams of data to help retailers prepare and predict what shoppers might buy. And the stakes to deliver on time are high. A late package can damage a retailer's reputation, since shoppers tend to blame them even if the late arrival is the fault of the delivery company. Shippers say they're ready for the influx of packages. UPS, which says next day air shipments jumped 24% in the most recent quarter, has built more package sortation hubs that will help process an additional 400,000 pieces per hour. And the U.S. Postal Service says it will be delivering packages in more cities on Sundays during the holidays. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.